if they were coming out because there was three and a half minutes left on the clock, so we didn't know if they were going to try a two-minute and drive down. They went with their bigger personnel, so we knew we had to stop the run. The guys bowed up and did a great job with it. And then we had to get off the field on third down, and we pressured them and had nice tight coverage, and it worked out well for us.
How big is that in that situation? I mean, because we've seen that guy come back how many times over the years?
He's probably the best in the business at it. I mean, I think he has the most comebacks in the fourth quarter. So we were aware of that, and I really did anticipate that they were going to be in the three wide receiver sets. But they, I think they wanted to, with 3.5 minutes, to take some of the clock off so our offense wouldn't get back on if they did score.
As far as the whole game, though, were you happy to take that trade off that they were going to try to run at you instead of trying to go over the top?
Oh, we just scrapped out every down. I mean, we knew when they went bigger people they were running, and they did a great job with a tackle over. And, they ran for some yards that we didn't want them to run for, obviously, but It was a good fought game. That's a great team over there, and they had a great plan, and came down, and that's a big win.
What did that last series tell you about this group?
They just never quit. These guys never quit. I mean, we shot ourselves. I mean, how many penalties we had that gave them first downs, and the guys just kept coming and coming and coming, and they never turned on each other. They never quit, and we know that if we just keep swinging, sooner or later we'll land a punch.
Can you speak to Fletcher Cox's performance? He forced a fumble, and he also got luck out of bounds when you guys
He had a great game. I mean, like he did last week. That's two in a row now. Two in a row that he's just dominated in there, and we're lucky to have him and glad we have him.
Malcolm Jenkins, I know he was the backbone of that defense. For him to get the interception, how crucial was that?
Absolutely. That really turned the game. I mean, you think about it. They're going in for a score to go up 10 or 14, and all of a sudden that thing stays at 7, and our offense goes down, and, Malcolm was the key there. He did a great job anticipating the route and broke on it and big play.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you.